Brought to you by WakeMed Heart and Vascular. Your heart, your choice. Visit WakeMed.org to find a WakeMed Heart and Vascular expert near you.
Welcome to the WREL Daily Download. I'm your host, Amanda Lamb. In today's deep dive conversation with WREL's Hidden History reporter, Heather Leah, we're exploring one of North Carolina's so-called seven wonders. It's called Shangri-La. Okay, so Heather, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First, we need to define what do we know? I mean, I've heard the term before, but what does Shangri-La mean in terms of not this beautiful place we're going to talk about, North Carolina, but in general?
So in general, the concept of Shangri-La, as far as my research has shown, dates back to a 1933 novel called Lost Horizon by an English author named James Hilton. And Shangri-La in the novel, it's a fictional place, a fictional novel, but it was enclosed in some mystical mountains. The people who lived there lived almost eternally. They were almost considered immortal, living hundreds of years. And from that, Shangri-La has come to really just mean any mystical utopia.
On Earth. Paradise on Earth.
On Earth is Shangri-La, and it's here in North Carolina.
We've got one. So tucked away in a rural part of Caswell County, the town is Prospect Hill. There's this really beautiful miniature stone village appropriately named Shangri-La. Very intricate. It was created by a tobacco farmer. For those of us who've never been there, just give us a feel. Describe what this looks like.
Yeah, so first of all, Shangri-La is the right term for it. It feels magical just when you walk on the land. You can just feel the sense of peace. The buildings are made of stone. The stone was quarried from the earth by Henry Warren. That was the tobacco farmer, quarried by Henry Warren himself. And at the time, he was dying of cancer, but he was using his retirement years to build this beautiful Shangri-La for himself, his family, and the world. The buildings, when we say it's a miniature stone village, I would say the buildings are slightly taller than me, so I'm 5 feet tall.
So they're like playhouses.
They're like playhouses.
Would that be a good way to describe it?
Playhouse size, yeah. Right. So you can't walk inside because they're just carved of stone, but you could fit inside one and when you walk the streets of Shangri-La, there's stone covered streets. There are 27 buildings. He was meticulous. There's a school, a church. There's a body of water in the middle of town with a windmill in it and a water mill as well. And then there's a jail. There's a hospital. I believe there's a hospital, or it's possible the hospital was the last building he was working on when he passed away.
So,
but there's a lot of buildings.
You mentioned he was 75 years old when he started this, 1968. I mean, this is something really major to tackle in retirement. How long did it take him to do this?
So I want to first of all point out that he was untrained. You know, he was a tobacco farmer, and he just worked on this for the last several years of his life. He was 75 years old. This was in the 1960s. And so this place has stood the test of time. It has stood for over 50 years. And he just worked on it until he died. We spoke to, I believe it's his daughter, possibly his granddaughter, but his family member still lives on the land. And if you visit, sometimes she'll come out and talk to you and tell you about Henry Warren and everything that he poured into it and what his family has done to keep it up.
Do we know why he did it?
So I'm going to make a guess. Hearing about what Shangri-La is, that it's paradise on earth, and it's where you are immortal and where you're carefree. I would imagine, and again, I don't know. I mean, she said that he did it just out of love for building something beautiful and enduring. Speaking to his family member on the land, she did tell me that he built it for neighbors, for people to visit it, and he actually carved a quote. It says, "Let me live in the house by the side of the road and be a friend to man." So she has talked about it as something enduring that the community could enjoy, just a place of magic for people to visit.
So kind of a gift in a way,
a gift
to other people. Now, did he call it Shangri-La?
Yes.
So he named it.
Yes. Yeah. And I have to wonder, personally, seeing that Shangri-La is this enduring place from, you know, a mythological place, I have to wonder if he knows that he's passing away of cancer. He wants to leave something behind, and he's creating this—
A legacy,
a paradise, a place of immortality, a place where maybe his life could continue to make an impact on the world.
Feel good when they come and see it. Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, how you can go to this magical place. We'll be back with WREL's Heather Leah.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.
Welcome back to the WREL Daily Download. I'm talking with WREL's Heather Leah about Shangri-La. No, it's not the fictional place in Asia that was in a book, but it's a place right here in North Carolina. So you mentioned that this is really set up like a real town around a water source. I mean, explain kind of how that looks. I mean, I'm picturing, you know, one of those miniature train villages, if you will, you know, on a big table where the train's going through the little town, snaking through it. Is that kind of what this looks like in a larger version?
It does. And you can, again, you can walk the stone streets, and it's got the buildings are about as tall as a person. So you really do feel like you're in a town. It's a miniature town because it's obviously not as large as real buildings would be, but they're sizable. You kind of feel like you're small and you're in this little town. The other thing is he was very creative. You can see today there are inhabitants of the town as well. And there's a little black French bulldog, not a real one, a statue. There's little quirky statues and quirky pieces everywhere.
That he put there.
He would find them at, you know, rummage sales and things like that, little antique shops.
It's like a Where is Waldo?
Yeah. So it's very fun. It's more than just beautiful. And by the way, there's like a throne that you can sit in, like a life-size stone throne. There's staircases. So he really tried to make it something fun and whimsical. And again, he quarried the stone from the earth himself at like age 75.
Right. While— so this is really personal.
Yeah.
And do people leave things there? I know you're talking about the trinkets. So I've heard, I read in your reporting that people also leave a little something.
Yeah. So if you go, you'll start to notice little beings that live all over the town. You might find like a little rubber duck or a little Minnie Mouse or just little toys, little fairies, just little magical. And they're peeking, like one is in the jail peeking out. One is on, there's like a little, on top of the church, there's like a little place where you can set things. There's little towers and balconies. And there's just little toys left behind by the visitors. So when you go there, you can leave something of yourself there in Shangri-La. I have certainly left a few things there. There's also a guest book where you can sign and leave a memory there. So it clearly was meant to be something that you visit, but that you also kind of leave something of yourself behind in Shangri-La.
So you're part of it now. And I guess you don't know. You don't know what he put there and what visitors have put there. So it's kind of all, it really does sound like a little fairyland to me when I think about it.
It is. And I'll tell you one other thing. The butterflies. They've got these plants there that attract these magical, translucent, like purple butterflies, and they're just filling the air in the springtime. It really does feel like there's magic there.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. So tell us, for people that are interested in seeing this, where they go and how they can see this.
Yes. So you can go to Prospect Hill. And in fact, if you put into your GPS, mine, if I put in Shangri-La Stone Village,
it comes up.
It comes up. But if you're needing more specific directions, it is very close to a road by his name, Henry Warren Road. It's right there at the corner of Henry Warren Road and Highway 86.
And are there specific times of day? Do you need tickets or you can just go?
So from what I was told several years ago when I visited the first time by the woman who still lives there, she just welcomed people to come see it.
Can you see it from the road? I mean, is it the kind of thing if you're driving by, you would say, oh, what's that?
It would be hard to see. You can see it from the road, but I will tell you, when we went out looking for it the first time, we drove past it several times looking for it. So
you kind of have to know where it is.
Yes, it's right beside the fire department, though. So
okay.
If you see the fire department, and then there's a big stone tower by the fire department, that's sort of the entryway.
Okay.
But it's in her yard.
And how far is it from Raleigh?
About an hour. So it's honestly a place where you can just take a little day trip, go out there, be very respectful, obviously. I mean, this is something that's very sacred
very
to
personal.
This family,
yeah.
You know. But be respectful. And the times that I've been, I've seen people out there really all the time just taking a look around. He wanted to be a friend to man.
Well,
and let people visit.
It sounds lovely. Heather, once again, thank you for another fascinating look at North Carolina's history. And thank you for listening to the WREL Daily Download and making us part of your morning routine. If you like what you're hearing, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or on whatever podcast app you use. Another great way to get WREL news is the Morning Briefing Newsletter. It's a daily email waiting in your inbox every morning with Triangle news, events, and headlines to get you ready for the day. Sign up at WREL.com/newsletter.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.